The world's most indebted property developer, China's Evergrande Group, has been ordered to liquidate its assets held in Hong Kong. A court there has said enough is enough after the troubled developer repeatedly failed to come up with a plan to restructure its eye-watering debts. When Evergrande defaulted 2 years ago, it sent shockwaves through global financial markets. So what are the impact of this latest court order? Well, let's talk to Danny Hewson, who's head of financial analysis at AJ Bell. Danny, thank you for talking to us this afternoon. So first of all, this Hong Kong court order, what does it mean for Evergrande and what might be the repercussions?
What it means for Evergrande is that its Hong Kong operations will be forced to liquidate. So it means selling off bits of the company in order to pay off creditors. Now, even though this has been done by a court in Hong Kong, and even though Evergrande, based in mainland China, that bit of the company has said that operations there will continue as normal, there are big questions about where those assets are held. So a lot of them are based on mainland China. And there was an agreement struck with the Hong Kong Department of Justice and the Chinese Supreme Court, which allows this kind of liquidation process to take place and would allow the liquidators in Hong Kong to seize assets based in China. So there are questions about exactly how that could potentially impact the business as a whole. Now, we're not talking about things happening immediately. I mean, we're already talking about a situation that has been going on for more than 2 years to get to this point. This process could take months or even years. There are big questions about exactly where in the queue foreign creditors would stand compared to creditors based in mainland China. And there are also big questions about whether or not the Chinese government will actually at any point intervene. Is this company too big to fail?
Yeah, because presumably the worry here is that the collapse of Evergrande could lead to a major banking crisis.
Absolutely. That is the main worry, because clearly if Evergrande is unable to pay off all of those people that have bought houses from Evergrande, all of those suppliers that are waiting for their money, for all the bits of kit that they gave Evergrande to land in the bank, then there will be an awful lot of companies and individual people defaulting. And that then impacts the banks. They will then look to stop lending to other businesses. And clearly, there are then big questions about whether or not there is any kind of contagion, not just sort of in China, but then in the wider financial sector.
And what about elsewhere in the Chinese property and developer market, Danny? Are there other companies facing similar crises?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had at least three other Chinese developers ordered by a Hong Kong court to liquidate since the current debt crisis unfolded back in mid-2021. You know, this is a sector which expanded incredibly rapidly, took on huge amounts of debt. I mean, we're talking about Evergrande. We're talking about $300 billion worth of debt. That is a massive amount of debt. They expanded incredibly quickly. And then, of course, the Chinese government cracked down and said, stop too far. So right. Yes, this is one company we're talking about, but the effects are not just limited to one company.
Danny Hewson, head of financial analysis at AJ Bell, thank you very much for that.